didn't realize how bright this was going to be. Come on. That's it. Ready? Nice. Good morning. I'm so glad you're all here. We're all here because we love Jesus, right? Yes. And we want to do what Jesus tells us to do. And in the Bible, Jesus says to come together. And you know, when we're here and we sing songs to Jesus and we pray and we talk to him and we're very close to him, when we leave and go home, we don't leave him behind, do we? No. We take him with us all the time. We want to talk to Jesus and keep a close connection all day, every day, because he's the one that watches out for us. When we're frightened or worried, he's right there. He's reaching his hand down to us, and all we have to do is reach up to get him. When we're happy, when good things happen, we want to remember to tell Jesus, thank you so much, because all of the good things happen from Jesus. I have a story today that is in the Bible. It's in the book of Daniel, in the 3rd chapter. Looks like a long time ago. And there was a king that was very proud and very arrogant, and he built a statue made out of pure gold. This was a huge statue. It was so big that it wouldn't even fit in our church here. A baseball field, if it was laid down on the baseball field, it would go from the home plate all the way to the pitcher's mound. It was big, and everyone was supposed to bow down and worship it. There were 3 men that really loved Jesus that lived at that time, and they wouldn't do that. They said no. They were even willing to die, because the penalty for not bowing down was to be thrown into a fiery furnace. But these men loved Jesus so much, and they trusted him so much. And they stayed close, and they kept a connection with Jesus. So that when that time came for them to worship the statue, they said, no, not us. We're not going to do that. We're true to our Jesus. Sit down. Their names were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the king had them thrown into the fiery furnace. He even had the furnace stoked up even 7 times hotter than usual. So when they were put into the furnace, there was a burning. And when the king looked inside, he didn't see just 3 people. He saw 4 people. Who do you think the 4th person was?
Jesus, their angel.
Jesus, that's right. Jesus was with them. And he was keeping them safe from harm, just like he keeps us safe all of the time.
Did your hand
burn? No, it's cool. It's not hot. Jesus loves us and wants to be close to us. We need to remember every day to keep Jesus very close to us so he'll take care of us. Okay, let's stand. We're going to say a prayer right now, and then we're going to get a basket and go collect an offering for the Boys and Girls Fund. Ready? Okay, close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for watching over us and taking care of us and being with us through our trials and our troubles and in our happy times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, go get a basket.